Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
It's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thank you so much for connecting with me today. I want to talk with you about virtual summits. Now, of course, with COVID-19 disrupting so many in-person events, and we're still quite a ways away from seeing more in-person events come back, a lot of questions I hear from clients of ours who are speakers are saying, how do I leverage my time as a virtual summit contributor, whether as like a panel contributor or as like an actual featured guest? How do I use that to provide the best possible experience to meet the expectations for the host, but also really serve the audience well? So I want to walk you through, there are five different lessons that I've learned. I've been on several virtual summits over the last year. I want to share with you, here's what I've learned. Here are some tips, some techniques that you can use to help make this a great experience for everyone, including yourself, and how you can grow your business, your list, like as a subscriber list, or you can grow kind of your influence as an industry authority using virtual summits. So the first thing I want to share with you today is that I want you to have a great background. Now, I'm traveling right now, and so if you're watching this, happen to see the video of this, it's going like, hey, that's not necessarily a great background. Well, it's one where I like to say have a background that isn't distracting. So don't have a ton of artwork, don't have a ton of different, sayings or whatnot in the background. So not what I have right now, but like choose a green screen background or whatever it might be. So have a great virtual background. And from there it says, if you're saying, I don't know if I have the space or what, just choose a blank wall. Maybe hang up some artwork, or maybe have like just a little picture you can put up, kind of like, hey, this is my speaking background wall. You can have something that is a great, very much a white or a gray, kind of just a solid color background. That's a great background for you as a virtual summit presenter because it limits the distraction. That way people don't say, oh, I have that book, or hey, what's that artwork? Oh, really? They believe that, or I didn't know that. It takes away the distractions and makes sure it's a great experience. So that's the first thing, have a great virtual background or actual physical background. I like saying, like, invest in audio. That's a big, big part. And what I am using right now is I can put this in here. I believe this is a Sennheiser lapel mic that just plugs right into, there's a audio receiver that I use with this. And there are a couple other different lapel mics you can plug right into like a USB on your computer. That's great, especially if you want to be turning using a whiteboard or some type of setup. I recommend if you have the option, just go ahead and invest in a great microphone that's actually on a boom mic that's directional right towards it, whether it's like a cardioid type of patterning, something that's very directional that you can be able to speak into, has great audio quality. Use it for Zoom calls, use it for some type of calls in the future so you can test the audio quality ahead of time and make sure it works for you. But for me, I like this lapel mic. I'm investing in a few other lapel mics in the future, making sure I have a best audio quality as a speaker because I use a lot of whiteboards. I use a lot of whiteboards or flip charts when I'm doing teaching or presenting, whether it's on an actual in-person stage or on a virtual summit. So I will say though, invest in audio is the second part. Definitely invest in audio. What you don't want is you don't want to be using like these AirPods or earbuds that just plug right into your computer. Invest, spend $100, get a nice microphone if you can, because it's worth the investment. Now, a big problem I see is people say, oh, I just sync my AirPods to my computer. But one of the biggest problems I see with that is battery life. If you're presenting on a virtual summit, there's a good chance you'll have a 40 or 50 minute session, and likely you've been using your AirPods before that, listening to podcasts, music, going for a jog, whatever it might be. And you're going, it's not as charged up as it's supposed to be. And it's really hard to take out one AirPod, put it in the charging case, and it loses the audio quality. So invest in an actual microphone that's not just an AirPod or just a headset that you just plug into your computer. Give yourself the quality, the gift of quality audio. Third thing that I recommend, and you probably have already seen this on many of the videos that I've done, is that I love investing in whiteboards. Go low tech, because it's much easier to grab another marker. And if your marker runs out, it's much easier to grab another marker and just keep going so it's not a distraction, as opposed to, oh, my slides are not working, or it's sending to the wrong screen, or, hey, then my computer just corrupted the file, whatever it might be. Go low-tech, because there are many, many people who are saying, like, oh, I have a slide deck. I have a slide deck. Yes. But it shows a different level of teaching, of investing in your content. If you're saying, I don't even need slides to present my content, I can present my content in a way where I can just draw, you know, whether it's a patterning on a whiteboard or whether it's actual words, just like I'm doing right here. Like for me, I love Venn diagrams. And so I like connecting, you know, don't judge my artistic ability, as it were, but like that's a Venn diagram, as it were. So sometimes I'll shade in like, okay, hey, this is a one, this is a two, this is a three. And it's much easier for me to then expand on that with my whiteboard, as opposed to saying like, oh, my slides need to expand on it as well. Cuts down time, it will be low tech, and it helps you stand out more from somebody else who are saying like, hey, all the different presentations that have slides or they have a presentation and it feels like it's more scripted or more kind of rehearsed, it's going to you being able to come in on an actual teacher, the actual spirit of teaching and communicating using your whiteboard allows you to say like, let's get into the actual learning aspect and not just the presenting aspect for a virtual summit. So that's the third lesson I found, is going like, go low tech if you can. Use whiteboards, use flip charts, use, and I've seen, you know, different speakers hold up like just actual physical cards that they have printed off slides, laminated them or whatever, and they just hold them up on cardstock. So like, hey, this is what I need you to know. It's different sayings, whatnot. But when you do it, do a little bit of practice if you need to, make sure that the audio is really good, that the presentation looks like it's supposed to. So the fourth thing is, I like to say, give the best gift. On so many virtual summits, they're saying, hey, what's a great gift that you can give away? And I have been on so many different virtual summits, 20 plus virtual summits in the last year, and look at different sessions, different people give away gifts. Hey, here's my checklist, here's my cheat sheet, here's my template, whatnot. And most of the gifts that are given away are lousy. Most of them are crap. Don't do that to your audience. Don't do that to the summit host. Make sure if you're giving something away, if you have the opportunity saying, hey, normally I sell this for $97, but I'm going to give this away to everybody on your summit right now. Now, that's a decision that you'll need to make. But if you truly normally do sell something for $50 or $100 or whatnot, being able to give that away on the summit, that's a great, great gift. And it allows the other presenters to say, wow, I need to up my game. I want to make sure that I'm giving as good of a gift as possible. So give the best gift. And if you're saying, I don't really have a gift, I don't even know what to do with this gift, what you can do is you can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out an application, or hop on a call. We'll talk about putting together the best gift to generate better interest or generate leads. We call that a lead magnet for your audience, whether it's a checklist, cheat sheets, template, it's some type of workbook, whatever it might be. You need to have a great gift that you can give away that adds value in advance for people who are wanting to connect with you. So that's the second one. That's the fourth one. Give away the best gift. The fifth lesson is that I like to say, have some skin in the game. Have skin in the game. What do I mean by that? Once you record your session, and many virtual summits are pre-recorded, once you have your session recorded, it's easy. It's super easy to go, my work here is done. I might send out an email. I might mention to a few people, make a Facebook post. No. What you need to know is, just like any other event, you don't just show up just for your speaking session. You don't just show up for your breakout session and then like exit out the doors, not talking to the summit host, not talking to the attendees. That's a terrible way to be a speaker. You want to make a remarkable impression. You want to do something remarkable as a speaker. Go ahead and show that you're there. Show up big. Step up your game. You can do this in a number of different ways. You can say, hey, what are the emails that you'd like to send out? And many summit hosts or many virtual summits have a speaker agreement saying, if we're going to have you featured as a speaker, even if you're on a panel, we expect you to contribute this type of energy or even financial compensation, whether as a sponsor or as somebody who's going to be promoting this through your email list or your social media. Whatever it is that you agree to, hold to that promise. I was just on a massive summit talks with Dr. Mark Wade, over 120 different speakers, and there were several speakers who are on that summit, who had signed the virtual summit agreement form saying, like, I commit to this for my crowd, I commit to this for my social media, and then they didn't follow through. And I know those names, and of course I'll never say those names, but I look at that and say, that took a big hit to their reputation in my mind because of the fact that they didn't follow through on the word. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, what they committed to. But you can create an amazing experience, because on the flip side of that, people who showed up big, and for me, I wasn't in a place where I was able to say, like, hey, I'm at a place where I'm sponsoring this event just from like a time commitment and just priorities. It's going, but I do know that I wanted to show up big. And so I said, what are some ways, even though I wasn't a sponsor, saying, how can I contribute my time and my energy to making this a great experience? So I sent out more emails than I've ever sent out before for a summit. I've sent out, I paid for Facebook ads to direct right towards a signup page. I went above and beyond what was actually expected of me for my speaker agreement. I went above and beyond because I knew it was going to create a remarkable experience for Mark Wade and for his team. And what that meant is that people were saying, I appreciate how you showed up, that you gave the time, the energy, that you didn't treat this as, oh, I just recorded and I'm done, but you actually showed up and did what you said you were going to do. And it's amazing how far you can get by actually showing up, doing what you say you're going to do, being remarkable with your content, being fully present. And what you're doing is that you're investing not just in the audience for the summit, but you're investing in the summit host, who is the first member in your audience. You need to serve the summit host first, better before anybody else, and even better than anybody else. Whatever you do, let's say I did a great job with serving my audience, great content, fully present. I gave them a great gift, but I did an amazing job with the summit host by presenting in a way that made their job easy, made the interview easy, and in a way where they say, man, I am going to recommend you to other virtual summits. And you know what? People are reaching out to me already about other summits because of how I showed up for the summits earlier this year. You can do the same thing. Saying, I want to get on virtual summits. This is an opportunity for you to use what is, I believe, is the fastest growing event setup in 2020 and into 2021 because of the lack of in-person events because of COVID-19. So those are the five lessons that I've learned being on virtual summits this last year. It's like, have a great virtual background, whether it's a blank wall or whether it's have just a great background as for your recording your video. Invest in audio, also invest in a great video camera. I'm going to include links to the two that I recommend, plus also the audio that I recommend for microphones on lapel mics. I'm going to include that with this recording. Go low tech if you can. Use a whiteboard, use flip charts. You don't have to use a slide deck. In fact, it's almost more distracting if you have a slide deck. Give the best gift, though. Invest in a best gift, saying, I would normally sell this for this, but I'm just going to give this away for the summit because I believe so much in actually serving my audience, giving that value in advance, and then play full out. Show up big. Have skin in the game, and I promise you, virtual summit hosts are going to appreciate that, and they're going to recognize that you are an amazing contributor. So go on out there. Make it a great day. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.